Hello, I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week, and welcome to the latest Compliance Week podcast. The financial crisis revealed that many institutions had an identity crisis, in that they didn't know exactly who they were dealing with. Tasked with managing risk and counterparty exposures, many financial institutions were left scrambling to identify and track vital ownership information. Legal entity management, identifying every entity that's a party to a financial transaction, is far easier said than done. It's an arduous task that requires digging through complex ownership structures and hierarchies. Internally, maintaining good, accurate data and ensuring it's readily available and shared is also a challenge. Complex or not, though, regulators are paying attention and will continue to increase their scrutiny. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, a post-trade financial services company that provides clearing and settlement services, is a driving force between a legal entity identifier solution. It's intended to create a single universal standard identifier for any organization or firm involved in a financial transaction internationally. But a recent survey commissioned by DTCC found many firms still struggling with legal entity data compliance. Increased regulatory requirements and penalties, along with immature and fragmented data management processes, were ranked as top concerns by financial firms. Global over-the-counter derivatives regulation and the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, better known as FATCA, were seen as the greatest operational challenges. In this week's podcast, we speak to Ron Jordan, DTCC's Chief Data Officer, about the report, improving data quality, and the steps financial institutions can take to alleviate their regulatory burden. We asked Jordan to give us an overview of the report and the current regulatory and enforcement environment.
It's important to understand this is not a new problem. Firms trying to understand who their clients are, who their potential clients are. But what's happened is there's more focus in on it now. I think there's two drivers to that. One is regulatory environment, clearly. So post financial crisis, regulators are requiring more oversight, more reporting by financial institutions, with the goal of being able to conduct systemic risk analysis as well as compliance. So the regulators want to understand not only how the firm is doing, but across the system where the risks are, especially counterparty risks. The second issue I think firms are dealing with is just the increased complexity of the environment which they're dealing in. They're dealing globally. There's more products that they need to maintain, different types of clients, greater volume. So the internal complexities, I think, are also adding to their challenges. But I do believe that at this point, it's the regulatory environment which is really the catalyst for what's happening in the entity data management space.
The survey found that 80% of respondents believe global OTC derivatives regulation and FATCA pose the greatest operational challenges for their entity data management processes.
With regard to FATCA, I am not a FATCA expert per se, but with regard to FATCA and some of the other OTC derivatives rules, these are the first rules out of the box which are really focused on having clients report additional information to regulators regarding their counterparties. So it's not only about the counterparty information, the basic information about them, and maybe some hierarchy information about where the risk rolls up, but it's also in some cases like FATCA, there's other non-traditional types of data that have to be collected, industry classifications. In some cases, the firms need to know what type of agreements that the United States may have with other jurisdictions regarding tax. So there's certain treaties, et cetera. These new requirements are adding added pressure to the firms. So, you know, I think OTC derivatives and FATCA are really the first two that are out of the gate, but I think there's a lot more coming.
He spoke about why these are considered such challenges.
Many of the firms out there today are a result of combinations of smaller firms over time. And what usually happens as firms grow, especially if they grow through acquisition, are investments and money is forwarded to those areas which have the most need. And in a lot of cases, master file information was so foundational that it wasn't broken. It necessarily didn't work really well, but it wasn't broken, and it may not have gotten the investment that it needed over time. It was foundational. And so what happens, what from my perspective, what happened is a lot of, in many cases, it was underinvested in over the years, and the legacy systems were allowed to propagate because they weren't broken. But what's happened now is the industry has gotten more complex, as we mentioned, and the regulations have now increased the cost of getting it wrong. So firms really needed to look at this as a business problem. It was no longer just an operating or a technology problem, but it was a problem that if they got it wrong, it could really impact their business. So I think what that's led to is an investment, an internal investment in their own systems to make sure that they understand the data quality, they understand they have the complete set of information. It is no longer an operating issue or a technology issue. It does have a cost benefit associated with it. So they're introducing new technologies. There are new specific technologies around enterprise data management or EDM. There is now a growing need for governance. So like any other business process, it needs to have some type of governance over it. So how does a firm look at the data quality across the organization? What capabilities does it have to maintain and monitor data quality? All of that needs to be part of the solution because it's just not a technology or siloed solution. And I think the other thing that's coming out of this is the firms are seeing this as a cost of doing business that is now increased. They're not generally competing on the quality of their reference data, although it could get them in trouble if they don't have a good grasp of it, but they're not competing with it. So I think it's making them more willing to reach across and to see if others are in the same situation and are there ways that costs can be mutualized as an industry. Rather than each firm tackling the same set of problems by themselves, is there a way that they can be mutualized? And again, that was one of the other drivers of DTCC looking at this is because that's our business, is really to mutualize risks and costs for the industry. So as they do that, I think that lends itself to entity data management. I think a couple of things have emerged. One is the global LEI system, which is now spun up. There's 300,000 LEIs which have been issued by the global system, but that's an example of where this is a free database of baseline information that's considered to be very accurate on firms, and it's a way to mutualize the costs so that every firm didn't have to gather and maintain the quality of this information individually. It may not be all of the information that they want, but it is certainly a good baseline. It's also spawned ideas like the Clariant system that DTCC and several banks are looking at, where we can consolidate the data and the documents that the firms need to onboard clients, keep them in a central place so that each firm doesn't have to store similar documents, and that firms who need information to do KYC can go to a central repository. So I think it's also opened up the willingness of firms to look at mutualized solutions to the problem.
Poor data quality was revealed as the number one challenge at a majority of firms. 69% said that data quality and the need for defined governance processes for entity data management were of greatest importance when meeting investor transparency and regulatory reporting obligations. 69% said that data quality and the need for defined governance processes for entity data management were of the greatest importance when meeting investor transparency and regulatory reporting obligations. 56% said siloed legacy client data architecture was the second greatest challenge. We asked Jordan to talk about how firms are responding to those challenges.
Piece it together. And that's what came out of the financial crisis, and that's what a lot of the regulations are designed to address. The firms, many of whom are, again, very complicated organizations, have that same problem, and they have 20, 30, 50 operating divisions. They're trying to assess their own internal risk. It's systemic within their own system, within their own firm, if you will, and they were having similar issues of being able to consolidate all of the positions and all the risk because every division was calling the same client something different. So it's the manifestation of the same problem, and I think what firms now understand is if they can solve it and help solve it the right way for themselves, it will also help the regulators, and the regulators are, I think, understanding that helping them solve systemic risk will actually help the firms. So I think this is one of the symbiotic types of solutions which is emerging here.
What impact does the cost of client onboarding have on firms? Boards, Jordan told us, have traditionally been reluctant to invest in technology and oversight in this area. The new regulatory environment, however, may be changing that.
While legal entity data management is immature, I think it is maturing quickly. I think there, over the last couple of years, there are a lot of fit-for-purpose technology providers, and I think there's a lot more science around data governance and how good data can be assured. So I think that's maturing pretty quickly, and I think what that's leading to is firms getting more comfortable with the data that they have and that they have the right procedures going forward. So, you know, I think that's catching up very, very quickly as firms see this as a business problem and it's being, you know, it's being addressed.
That's all for this week's podcast. We'd like to thank you for listening and hope you join us again next time.